Father, we continue before thee this evening. What an honor it is to be able to come into thy presence. We recall that when Esther went into the king's presence, she could not predict his reaction, his response, and she could not even predict his heart. While we may not be able to see right now the answers to all of the petitions thus presented and that will be presented through the weekend, we can know for sure thy heart. 'Tis love that grants and love denies. We have been recalling the need. Recently, there has been much prayer for the life of a baby. But we recall that as well, thy heart is the same. Whatever the response might be, it is a heart, thy heart is full of love. We recall the Savior on the cross, crying out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He could continue on, thou art holy. Never a doubt as to thy character or to thy heart. Help us to be like him. We think of those who are hurting and suffering tonight and are feeling loss. We would pray especially for David and Penny and the loss that they have felt and all the family. And we commit them to thee and pray that thou wilt give them at this critical time a sense of thy presence, of thy help, and that thou wilt give them that highest consolation, revelation of thyself, to thrill their hearts and to be able to trust thee. We pray, Father, for thy blessing upon others. Some are going through trials of sickness, and thou knowest all these different names that have been mentioned with different needs. And we pray, Father, that thou wilt draw near to thy people and that there will be a sense of thy people drawing closer to thee. We pray, Father, tonight for the conference again. We're thankful to be here and for the exercise of the assembly, not to just check off another conference, but to really, as we have been singing the prayer and praying, to hear thy voice and to see thy face. We pray, Father, that thou wilt give us an expanded knowledge of the scriptures, but not just to be more intelligent, but really to understand more of thyself and thy ways. We pray, Father, for help in the ministry of the Word of God. We pray, Father, that thou wilt prepare thy people, that all of us will be prepared of thee with hearts open and longing and ready to receive and to assimilate the Word of God. We pray for the gospel that is to be preached this weekend in the gospel meetings and as well to the children. These are not add-on meetings. These are critical times. We are small and we long to see thee expand numerically thy people, but that there will be those who will be saved that will one day add spiritual strength to testimonies. We pray for thy people thy people's children who might be at the conference in a special way, that they might sense even from the outset that they are missing the critical matter of salvation and that thou will prepare them to receive the good seed of the word. Help us, O God, think of the assembly here. We pray for a special blessing, a time of encouragement for them. We know that there is all the busyness and all the work and the tiredness already in preparations, but we pray that there will be a resulting blessing and encouragement and a strengthening and even a clarification in all of us of our convictions before thee and a dependence upon thee to live out what we know and what we believe. Our responsibility is great. Help us, we pray, then, in all of our deep need this weekend as we continue to rely upon thee and look to thee and depend upon thee and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.